USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump finally wrapping up a blitz of pre-election rallies. He ended with 11 appearances in 8 days, including one yesterday in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where the crowd was as large as ever.
If I had one empty seat right up in that corner right there, hello, folks. If there was an empty seat, that would be a front page story that we're not drawing the crowds anymore.
The president telling that crowd and two others he spoke to yesterday that everything he and Republicans have accomplished during his time in office is at stake today. Meanwhile, Democrats increasingly confident about regaining control of the U.S. House, though they're unlikely to gain control of the U.S. Senate. As the voting began today, government intelligence agencies said there's no indication of any tampering that would prevent voting, change vote counts, or disrupt the ability to tally the votes. And this is USA Radio News.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
As promised, the Trump administration yesterday reimposed additional sanctions on Iran. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a message for anyone who decides they're going to go against the sanctions and do business with Iran.
I promise you that doing business with Iran in defiance of our sanctions will ultimately be a much more painful business decision than pulling out of Iran and it being connected to Iran entirely.
The reimposed sanctions will hit Iran's energy, shipping, and financial sectors.
The man accused of sending more than a dozen pipe bombs to high-profile Democrats, CNN and others, making his first appearance in New York federal court this morning. 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc extradited from Miami yesterday. The bombs caused no injuries, but Sayoc still faces nearly 50 years in prison if convicted on 5 federal charges. College basketball season will tip off tonight across the nation, and this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Thunderstorms and heavy rain will be crossing the southeast today as people are going out to cast their ballots. Parts of Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, all under tornado warnings. The rain could lead to flash flooding in some areas as well. And high winds with gusts of over 50 miles an hour could be impacting parts of New York later today. A legal battle that's to determine whether the 2020 U.S. Census questionnaire will feature a question on citizenship has begun. A New York City federal court holding its first day of hearings on that matter yesterday. Duke University political scientist D. Sunshine Hillegas saying the census question would produce what he calls a systematic undercount of immigrants. The Trump administration has denied these claims, saying follow-ups would remedy the supposed decreased responses. Lowe's is shutting down more than 50 stores in the U.S. and Canada. The home improvement chain announcing on Monday that it's going to close 20 underperforming U.S. stores as well as 31 others in Canada early next year. Lowe's says in a statement it's shutting them down in 14 states and 5 Canadian provinces so it can focus on its most profitable stores and improve the overall health of its store portfolio. The company says the stores will be closing by February 1st. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.